With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gordon Lish is one of the most skillful writers around. His novel, Dear Mr. Capote, earned rave reviews in 1983. Now, Lish has published a collection of short stories called What I Know So Far. There is an underlying feeling of doom in Lish's stories, one called Guilt, for example, based on an incident in Lish's own childhood when a neighbor boy died in an unexplained fall at a construction site.
He and other boys were playing in the attic area or in the top floor area, and he fell down a shaft that had been left there for the building of the chimney shaft, and fell all the way to the basement and hit concrete and stayed in a coma for about a week or two and then died. The accident had, as you would imagine, an enormous impact on me as a child, and I could never shake the feeling that I was somehow responsible for it.
Lish writes of that incident in a story that prefigured a similar incident in Dear Mr. Capote. The voices in Lish's stories are those of people who are mentally unbalanced.
There's a very simple explanation for it. I myself was twice incarcerated in insane asylums in my youth, and those experiences have left me indelibly marked with certain kinds of ways of being in the world.
Lish has a theory that man is basically irrational, but remarkably disciplined. He recalls that in boarding school in freezing New England weather, some of his classmates would report to chapel directly after ice-cold showers.
I'd be sitting behind such a boy, and I'd see him down on his knees praying, and I'd notice that there were icicles in his hair. And yet the boy was all rosy-cheeked down his knees and praying beautifully. And it occurred to me that there was something quite remarkable controlling that kind of behavior. There's a kind of discipline which is truly heroic.
Gordon Lish, his collection of short stories is called What I Know So Far, published by Holt Reinhardt Winston. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gordon Lish is out with a collection of short stories, What I Know So Far. People who are either mad or who are on the brink of madness narrate his stories.
What they try to do is to take persons in conventional situations, everyday situations, and by progressive bits of evidence, press the character into a kind of near-psychotic state of mind.
Lish wrote the well-received novel Dear Mr. Capote about a psychopath who writes a rambling letter to Truman Capote to confess 47 murders. Lish is an editor at Knopf and teaches creative writing as well, but he thinks people who want to write should not take jobs like his.
I invariably counsel my students not to seek jobs in publishing or in anything having to do with language in a very direct kind of way if they choose to write. I think that one ought to, one would be well advised to get a job as a mailman or a candle packer or a fish slimer.
When Lish was the fiction editor at Esquire, he turned out some 18 books, but he won't reveal the titles or the pseudonyms he used.
Oh, I never tell. It's adventure stories, usual stuff, all of it junk, but it was hard to do and fun to do and easy to do in the sense that as soon as one knows one's name is not on the line, you feel a certain freedom that you never feel otherwise.
Gordon Lish, his short stories are collected in What I Know So Far, published by Holt Reinhardt Winston. Incidentally, the longest story in the book is called To Jerome with Love and Kisses, in which an old man writes to his son, an author who has changed his name to his initials, J.D. And who ever heard of an author with the initials J.D.? With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.